Yep.
We'll call the Gage County Board of Equalization order for Wednesday, July 14th at 8:34 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Haxby, Schuler, Thiemann, Dorn, and Byers. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented?
I'd move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Haxby. Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting?
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Haxby. Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization? Seeing none, we'll move on to approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 26. This is for a business that closed July 31st, 2019. It would be a deduction of $305.92, if anyone wants to take a look at it.
Move to approve.
She's on it today, Tina.
Yes.
Get rolling.
I'd like to remind Supervisor Haxby that there is a board meeting after this, so.
8:45.
No, 1 o'clock.
Second.
Moved by Haxby, second by Byers.
I'm not staying here till 1 o'clock.
Probably. You guys want to take a look at this tax correction slip? Do you want to take a look at it, Don? If there's not any more discussion, please vote. 6 in favor. Approved tax correction slip number 26. Anything else for equalization for this morning?
Can I bring this up? When can we talk about pictometry?
As good a time as any. You have 9 minutes.
Called Ryan yesterday. They have a fall flight open. So that's the item that I took out of my budget 3 years ago, you know, when we had all the problems. So Lisa, I think, has mentioned. She told me she came down and mentioned. I should have ran down here yesterday. But most of the counties around here have the spring flights. If I could get a fall flight, that would be great. And he said that as far as he knows, he could get me in on the fall flight if you guys were up, you know. He was going to contact Beatrice because they're pretty interested in doing the Beatrice side of it too, like we did. And then what we would do is go back and get Change Finder also from when we had it before. So that was, what, probably 6 years ago? 4? Okay, so then they'll take from the time that we flew it before till now, and there will be a change finder on that.
How well do you have to camouflage a roof for that not to catch it?
I think we can catch most everything once the trees are off. The only problem is, well, not the problem. The good thing is that Ruth, before the tax commissioner, before you, if you flew it a certain height up, it wouldn't consider as our 1 in 6 year plan. So now we've brought that flight pattern down, and if we bring it down, then we'll be able to use it as our 1 in 6 year plan of capturing the outbuildings and things like that. And then if Beatrice goes along, that saves a lot of money. Does anybody know when Beatrice's fiscal year ends?
September 30th.
Gary,
I was going to say October 1st, but yeah, September 30th, October would be the beginning.
So that would be, she was going to reach out to him. So I just kind of wanted to know if any of you guys wanted Ryan to come down. I mean, some of you have seen it, but.
Do you have quotes on it already?
Mm-hmm. What? Well, I do to a degree because we have to see what Beatrice is doing.
So if Beatrice doesn't do it, our price increases?
Probably. Yeah, the quote isn't much difference. I put about 30, I think about 34 per year in my budget when I took it out. So.
And that's
over 3 years.
Time, then?
3 years.
Because we didn't have anything in last year, so that would have been 4 years.
We haven't had anything in since we had to make some decisions on the Beatrice 6. So. And I think that was the right thing to do at the time because we didn't know what we were going to have to do with, I think we talked with the hope that we could put it back in. And actually, all these counties now are really, I think Lancaster probably flies it every 1 or 2 years. I know Jefferson has it, Celine's flying it, but a lot of those are in the spring, and so I would prefer to do it in the fall. Gary Wiebe had taken some pictures for me in the country, and he was going to do that, but I think now they're doing some different stuff over here at the auto dealer shop where he works, so I would be really interested to get going on this if we could.
Do you guys want Ryan to come down and talk to us about it? I mean, it's more or less a decision to do it or not. We know what it is.
Do you guys have anything, like, as far as concerns? I mean, I think it's a really good program. It took me a while to get sold on it. I went to Bellevue and watched a big, presentation on it. And so we're 3 years out. I would imagine there's a lot of other things. I know Lisa told me about a lot of things that she can use it for, the slopes and things like that. So,
I have a question. I'm in favor of this if you don't fly Southwest Gage County.
Sounds good. How far south?
Oh, just a few miles north of the state line.
We should just double everything they come up with in Southwest.
And I don't have a problem with patenting in my badges.
Every so often, we do need to have a record of everything in the county, so... And that is you're required to visually inspect every five?
Well, before they would not because we flew it. I think Myron and John helped me on a lot of that when we talked to the city. And I think we flew it, I know we did, at 9 inches. Now we're coming down to 6. 3's ideal. I mean, it's wonderful, but the higher...
What do you gain from 3?
A lot more... I mean, you're lower, so you catch a lot better picture, and that's, I think, what most of them do, like in the bigger cities. I'm not sure the smaller counties do. And I'd have to exactly tell Ryan. The 9 is just, your pictures aren't near as clear. I mean, they're clear, but not, the lower you can go.
What are you gaining, though? You can see what the sighting looks like, or what?
Well, probably. We could see. I would have to look at the 3 versus the 6, and I can do that with him, too. But he was saying it would be a drastic change for me from 3 to 6, or from 9 to 6.
We had talked about that before, measuring off of, like, Google Earth, and it not being accurate. I've tested myself off of Google Earth, measuring in different parts of the state, and it's within a foot almost consistently.
The only thing is, and Lisa made that comment too, and I don't know much about Google Earth, I'll be honest. So she said, though, that we don't know how often that's updated.
It just shows you a year on the bottom of it. Depending on where, it depends on where you're looking. Mark might know, he's kind of a technological guru. I mean, I've seen... Even in recent years, 18 still on there.
Google Earth, you can actually backtrack from newer stuff all the way back to 1900s.
That's really neat, too. Wow. On the same screen, you just
flew
move
it. The 1900s.
Well, there's some stuff that was in
early, the late 19, late 1900s.
1950s, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. But you can backtrack. We use that quite a bit when we were looking at boring reports. Of what's changed in the terrain and tree lines and buildings and roadways for all that stuff. But, I mean, based off what I'm hearing here is, for terrain-wise, I think it would help planning and zoning. The weed department.
There's no weeds in the county.
Even the road department. I mean, to be able to get to see a creek, a CMP, a bridge, it's going to just help tremendously.
Would you do the whole county at 6? Because before you did lower resolution outside or some.
Well, if Beatrice comes along, Beatrice will take out the big chunk of Beatrice. So that would be great. I mean, if we could work together, it's just I don't know how fast they can work. He said he could possibly have, if the weather goes well, November is probably, when do you think the leaves come up? About November? Are they gone by then, the leaves? You have to have the leaves off the trees.
Not on pin oaks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably a pretty good November, probably first part of December. And then he can dump it because we already have our stuff. I mean, we still use the program. We pay a fee per year. There's a lot of things that we can do, and believe me, I mean, and that's the one that really, with the computers and with all that, she's really, you know, as far as, and even Lisa.
Who do you talk to at the city to find out if they're going
They're talking to, is it Doug? Doug Tuckemeyer?
Zuloff, probably.
Zuloff?
No, I don't know.
It could be Doug Zuloff.
Yeah, him.
I think he was the one that was.
I haven't talked to him for a while, but he's the one that we really, and he said that they were very much interested.
Do you want to talk to Doug, or do you want me to talk to him?
Well, Ryan's contacting him just to see what their fiscal year is and what they're really, you know, how they have to go about it, because I'm kind of really pushing this, you know.
Would you find out about what the city's doing and get back to us, and then we'll go from there? But, I mean, it's probably something.
Because I turned my budget in already, and, you know, we talked about those funds, but it's okay, just put it in my budget.
And we won't know on those for potentially, who knows yet. When I talked to Myron, he wasn't sure yet either. But, no, get back to us on that.
And so, Ryan, as far as what you guys, I think, you know, we can show you everything we have down in our office, like the you two that are newer. So the rest of you, have Eddie, have you seen it? I don't think you've seen it. You weren't here when, I don't think you were here.
How much does the 6-inch cost?
That's the about $34,000 if Beatrice goes in and does Beatrice, and then we do the outer layers. So our parcel number would be going down quite a bit if they take out Beatrice. So.
Which they should.
Any other questions for Patty before we recess? If not, we will recess until 1 o'clock, in which time we will come back to hear property valuation protests.
That's right.